前几天跟朋友聊起一个话题。
A few days ago, I was chatting with a friend about a topic.
你什么时候觉得自己长大了？
When did you feel like you were grown up?
有人说第一次自己交房租的时候。
Some say that the first time they pay their own rent.
有人说父母生病住院。
Some people say that when parents are sick and hospitalized,
自己跑前跑后的时候。
when running alone,
旁边一直没吭声的老张突然说了一句。
Suddenly, old Shane, who had been silent next to me, spoke.
我第一次读王小波的时候，
When I first read Wang Xiaorobo,
我们都愣了。
we all froze.
读王小波跟长大有什么关系？
What is the relationship between reading Wang Xiaorobo and growing up?
老张说，
Old Shane said.
你们读没读过《黄金时代》里面有一句话？
Have you read a sentence in the Golden Age?
那天我21岁，
That day I was 21 years old.
在我一生的黄金时代，
In my Golden Age,
我有好多奢望。
I have many aspirations.
我想爱，想吃，
I want to love and eat.
还想在一瞬间变成天上半明半暗的云。
I also want to become a cloud that is half light and half dark in an instant.
他说他读到这句话的时候，
He said that when he read this sentence,
20出头，
20 years old,
觉得这说的不就是我吗？
I think this is exactly what I'm saying.
可接着往下读。
Continue reading.
陈清扬和王二在那个荒唐的年代里被批斗，被写检讨。
Chen Qingyang and Wang Er were denounced and written self-criticism in that ridiculous era,
被拉去游街。
dragged to parade.
可他们该吃吃，
But they should eat.
该爱爱，该怎样还怎样。
How to love?
老张说，
Old Jane said,
他读到后来，突然明白了一个道理。
He suddenly realized a principle after reading it.
长大不是学会妥协。
Growing up is not about learning to compromise.
是在认清了生活的荒诞之后，
After realizing the absurdity of life,
还敢按自己的方式活。
Still dare to live according to one's own way.
这大概就是王小波。
This is probably Wang Xiaorobo.
我们之前聊过他写给李银河的那些信。
We have talked about the letters he wrote to Li Jeling before.
那个"你好啊"的笨拙少年。
That clumsy young man.
可王小波不只是那个写情书的人。
Wang Xiaorobo was not just the person who wrote love letters.
他写过小说。
He has written novels.
写过杂文。
Written essays.
写过
Written,
让无数年轻人在深夜拍大腿的文字。
The words that make countless young people clap their hands in the middle of the night.
他长着一张丑脸。
He has a hideous face.
高个子。
Tall.
常年穿着旧衣服。
Wearing old clothes all the time.
走在街上。
Walking on the street.
没人会觉得这是个作家。
No one would think this is a writer.
可他脑子里装的东西比谁都清醒。
But the things in his mind are clearer than anyone else's.
1980年
1980,
28岁的王小波还在当工人。
28-year-old Wang Xiaorobo is still a worker.
他在工厂的角落里。
He was in a corner of the factory.
趴在机床旁边，偷偷写他的第一篇小说《绿毛水怪》。那篇小说
，He crouched beside the machine and secretly wrote his first novel, Green-haired Water Monster.
后来在朋友圈子里传阅。
Later, it was circulated among friends.
李银河是第一个读到的人，他
，He was the first person to read the book.
说他读完那天晚上翻来覆去睡不着脑。
He said that he couldn't sleep all night after reading it.
脑子里全是那个故事。他
All my thoughts are about that story.
决定去见见这个作者。一见面心
He decided to meet the author.
你咯噔了一下。这
My heart sank.
人长得真不好看。
This person is really ugly.
聊了几句，他
We can chat for a while.
发现自己错了。这
He realized he was wrong.
这个人脑子里的东西比脸重要一万倍。后
His brain is a million times more important than his face.
来的事儿你们都知道了。他
The rest of the story you all know.
我们结婚，一起去美。
They went to get married together.
美国，王小波在匹兹堡大学读书。
Wang Xiaorobo studied at the University of Pittsburgh, USA.
白天上课，晚
attend classes during the day.
晚上写小说，他
write a novel at night.
写黄金时代，写王二和陈清扬在云南的荒诞岁月。
He wrote about the golden age of Wang Wai and Chen Qingyang's absurd years in Yunnan.
这本书他写了整整十年改。
He wrote the book for a whole 10 years.
改了无数遍。可
I've changed it countless times.
出版社不敢出，说
Publishers are unwilling to publish.
太出格。
Say something outrageous.
他不在乎。
He doesn't care.
接着写白银时代、青铜时代，写沉默的大多数。
Then write about the silver age, the time of the green hair and the silent majority.
他写杂文。
He writes essays.
骂那些假道。
Insult those who lie.
学伪君子，骂得很，骂得准。
If you learn to be a hypocritical person, you will be scolded mercilessly.
可你读完了不生气。
But if you read it and don't get angry,
反而想笑。
Instead, I wanted to laugh.
因为他不是在骂你。
Because he's not scolding you.
他是在替你骂那些你不敢骂的人。
He is scolding those people that you are afraid to scold.
很多人读王小波读到的第一句话是
Many people who read Zyra Wang's first sentence was
人的一切痛苦
All human suffering
本质上都是对自己无能的愤怒
Essentially, it's all about anger at oneself
这句话被转了几百万次
This sentence has been reposted millions of times
可你知道他是在什么情境下写的吗
Do you know in what situation he wrote it?
是在一篇讨论尊严的文章里。
In an article discussing dignity,
他说
He said,
人活着最要紧的是尊严。
The most important thing in life is dignity.
不是别人给的。
Not from others.
是自己挣的。
It's my own.
你觉得自己做不到
Do you think you can't do it?
那是你无能
That's your incompetence
你承认无能
Admit your incompetence
那就别痛苦
Don't be angry
可你不承认又做不到
You can't deny it, you can't do it
那就只能愤怒
And only anger
这段话我读了好多年
I've been reading this passage for many years.
每读一次都觉得像在照镜子。
Each time I read it, it feels like looking in a mirror.
他还有一句特别出名的话。
He also has a very famous saying.
一个人只拥有此生。
A person only has this life.
此世是不够的。
This world is not enough.
他还应该拥有诗意的世界。
This should still have a poetic world.
这话写在万寿寺的结尾。
This is written at the end of Wan Shu Temple.
对，很多人以为诗意的世界是诗和远。
Many people think that a world of failure is a world of poetry and distance.
方是花前月下。
It was a beautiful day.
下，可王小波说的不是那个。
It's not what Wang Xiaorobo said.
他说的诗意是你在最俗气、最琐。
He said that the disappointment was that you were the most vulgar and trivial.
最没意思的日子里。
The most boring day of my life.
还能找到一点属于自己的乐趣。
Still find a little bit of fun.
是王二在荒山上放牛。
Make Wang or graze cattle on the mountain.
躺在草地上看云，是陈清扬穿着白大褂。
Lying on the grass and watching clouds is Chen Qingyang wearing a white lab coat.
在山路上走。
Walking on the road.
觉得风吹过来很舒服。
I find it very comfortable to be blown by the wind.
失忆。
Memory loss.
不是跑到别处去找。
Don't go looking elsewhere.
是在当下。
Currently.
在你脚底下挖出来的。
Under your feet.
1997年4月11日。
April 11, 1997.
王小波心脏病发作。
Wang Xiaorobo had a heart attack.
一个人死在北京的家里。
A person died in his home in Beijing.
他才45岁。
He is only 45 years old.
他走的时候。
When he left.
身边没人，桌上摊着。
No one around. The table is spread out.
没写完的稿子。
Unfinished manuscript.
他那一代人经历过荒诞。
He grew up in a time of absurdity.
见识过苦难。
Having experienced hardship.
可他从来没有变得尖酸刻薄。
But he never became sarcastic.
怨天尤人。
Regret.
他选择了一种方式，幽默。
He chose a humorous way.
用幽默对抗荒诞。
Use humor to combat absurdity.
用智慧消解苦难。
Use wisdom to overcome hardship.
他说。
He said.
我活在世上。
I live in this world.
无非想要明白些道理。
The only thing I wanted to understand was the truth.
遇见些有趣的事儿。
I encountered some interesting things.
每次心情不好的时候就翻翻。
I always turn to it when I'm feeling down.
王小波不用从头读到尾。
Wang Xiaorobo doesn't need to read from beginning to end.
随便翻开一篇，读几段，心情就好了。
Just read a few paragraphs and see how you feel.
不是因为他的文字有多治愈。
Not because his words are healing.
是因为他让我觉得这世上还有一个人活得比我还拧巴。
Because he made me feel that there was someone else in this world who was more neurotic than me.
可他没哭，他笑了。
But he didn't cry, he laughed.
如果你还没读过王小波。
If you haven't read Zyro Wang yet.
我真心建议你从黄金时代开始。
I sincerely suggest that you start from the golden age.
那是他最有名的一本。
That was his most famous book.
也是他花了最大心血的一本。
This is also the book he put the most effort into.
读完了。
Finished reading.
你可能不太确定这本书到底写了什么。
You may not be sure what the book is about.
可你会记住。
Can you remember?
王二，记住陈清扬。
Wang Er remembers Chen Qingyang.
记住那座荒山。
Remember that desolate mountain.
记住那些荒诞又真实的日子。
Remember those absurd and real days.
如果你读过了。
If you have read it.
可以试试沉默的大多数。
Try the majority of silent ones.
那是他的杂文集。
That's his collection of essays.
每一篇都不长。
Each one is short.
睡前读一篇。
Read a book before bed.
想跟一个老朋友聊天。
I want to chat with an old friend.
他会告诉你。
He will tell you.
这世上没什么大不了的，笑一笑就过去了。
There's nothing in the world that can't be solved with a smile.
王小波走了。
Wang Xiaorobo is gone.
快30年了。
It's been 30 years.
可每次翻开他的书。
Each time you open his book.
都觉得他还在。他坐在那张旧沙发上，点一根烟。
Everyone thought he was sitting on that old sofa smoking a cigarette.
眯着眼睛跟你说
Squinting at you
你好啊
Hello
朋友
Friend